Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday Sermon, which is the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today's readings are about leprosy in the first reading and in the Gospel. Also, we have Paul to the Corinthians giving a great example of his own life when he says, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." So here we have something that's really speaking to us closely today. I mean, leprosy is not far off being like COVID. And it's something we fear, and we have to take certain precautions not to get in contact with COVID, as was the case with leprosy. Today's second reading gives a good advice in encouraging a kind and gentle approach to everyone and every situation. Sometimes the human experience is that we have memories of the past hurts, and they are okay, but when they are being relived, this is not okay, because what is happening is the thoughts are becoming emotions, and then we are out of the present and in an unreal and unhealthy world of the past. Past is never now, and we ought not to relive it in this way. We can look back and learn from things that happened to us. And indeed, the emotions can come to life because of the thoughts that fuel them easily enough. But once we shine the light of consciousness on them, they are controlled, and we put them in their rightful place and let them in the past while learning from that experience, whatever it is, but all the time being conscious of them and the fear that they might become the present experience, which is a lie because they are in the past. I believe this ties in with the whole faith experience of a God of the eternal now. There are no ghosts of the past haunting us when we live in the present and we are completely free. All past and future thoughts are in their rightful places then. So the second reading is very much displaying a personality of peace and calm and full of the presence of God. Just look at it again, and I quote 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 31 to chapter 11 verse 1. "Whenever you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Avoid giving offense, whether to the Jews or Greeks or the Church of God, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved." End of quote. This portrays a person who is living in the presence of God, in the present, where he is totally free of prejudice and racism. He is regarding everyone as a child of God in need of hearing the gospel of love. He sees every action as an opportunity to give praise and glory to God. It's easy enough to recognize a person who is living at peace with themselves and with the world. They have this presence about them. Now let us look at the first and third readings today, which deals with the terrible condition in the past, and still is, of course, the sickness of leprosy. Leprosy was a social disease, and we may see some similarities with it and COVID. Some people may feel like they are regarded like criminals because they fail to observe the rules of wearing masks fully and social distancing and sanitizing of hands regularly, but they have no right to take umbrage when people shun them and consider them, as was the case of leprosy in today's first and gospel readings. When society are not taking the rules of COVID protection seriously, they are in fact spreading the COVID virus. It's unfair to others and very much a non-Christian act. We know how serious it is, especially with the second wave of COVID, which is far more dangerous than the first, far more infectious than the first. Isolation is difficult, but look at all we have to occupy ourselves with. There is prayer, hobbies, reading, watching good and wholesome programs on the internet and TV. Make your day interesting by having some sort of a schedule or plan. It might be a weekly schedule whereby we have something to achieve every day. If we have a garden, we are blessed. We can do some gardening. Also, we are blessed if we have a place to walk for a good, healthy walk, but in isolation or with our house partners whom we know are safe. But do things with the spirit St. Paul has today, when he says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. I know it has destroyed business, and the poorer people especially are affected most, I fear. But which would you rather have on your conscience? The fact that you cause your fellow human beings the virus infection and possible death? Or the fact that you cannot bring home the necessary provisions to feed your family? You'll find that there will be always another door opened for us to provide. We'll always be surprised by God. It's no secret what God can do. It seems like there is no choice but to be protective of society. Society must come first, and if we all obey, maybe the pandemic will finish. It's up to us. To finish, we are reminded that Pope Francis began a series of catechises on August the 5th last year, 2020. The series focuses on healing the world from the physical and social ills related to the coronavirus pandemic. And I quote him, "The pandemic has highlighted how vulnerable and interconnected everyone is. If we do not take care of one another, starting with the least, with those who are most impacted, including creation, we cannot heal the world." End of quote. And I quote him again, "The harmony created by God asks that we look at others, the needs of others, the problems of others, in communion. We want to recognize the human dignity in every person." End of that quote. And another quote, "I invite everyone to welcome the gift of hope that comes from Christ. It is He who helps us navigate the tumultuous waters of sickness, death and injustice, which do not have the last word over our final destination." Pope Francis, I have quoted. We are on the edge of change. We have a few new simple rules to help our world to be rid of this leprosy-like virus. Let us be Christ-like in keeping the rules and know that we are part of something bigger. God is deeply involved and with us all the way. Let us do our part. Reach out beyond ourselves to save us and eradicate the pandemic. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia. Closing off now and wishing you every God's blessing for the week.